Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shuva, Tavshin, Pei, Dalet. Everybody knows how the Haftarah starts. Shuva, Yisrael. But the second pasuk gets a little bit less attention. A little bit less. It's a couple songs off it, but still it gets less attention. The second pasuk says, Kechu imachem dvarim. Take with yourselves words. Get involved in words. Targum says it means do vidui, v'shuvu el Hashem. You need to speak out your averis. Go through the list. My Rebbe and seventh grade Rebbe Fisher, he had us write out all of our averis in Aleph Beis order and put it on a shamnu and write on a piece of paper like the Chai Adam instructs. I think the Chida also says that. So you have to go list off your averis. Imru elav, and then say to him, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, call Tisa Avoin. All of our Averis, please take up, lift them away. Hashem, please take away our Averis. V'kach toif. And please take good. We have good to give you. Unshama far misvasenu. And instead of Kurbanis, sometimes we need you to just look at our lips, because we don't always have Kurbanis, time of the Chorban. So, I'd like to share with you a message on this pasuk. An incredible mahalach on this pasuk. From Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva, but it's just brought out so beautifully by the Mashkiach of Lakewood Yeshiva, Rav Matas Yoel Solomon, in his Sefer Matnas Chaim. And this is his drasha. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shar Dalad, when he speaks about different opportunities for Tshuva, and he speaks about what to do when Aseres Yemei Tshuva comes, and how one has to be very careful to utilize Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he explains what do we really need to do in this tkufa, in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And he says, of course, get involved in Teshuva, right? But then he says also that this time of the year is a time to get involved in Rina, Tefillah, really, really get into your davening. And this needs to be understood, L'chaira, because if he just means, you know, daven better, then you're supposed to be doing everything better. You should be doing your mitzvahs better. Your learning should be better. You should do less bittul Torah. Your chesed should be more complete. If it means immediate, you should work on them better. So what does it mean that you should work on tshuva and davening? How is it? What are the two things? What is this special about davening more than anything else? It's not a simple question. The same thing he finds that Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Dalid, in Ois Yud, when he's speaking about different reasons for the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom HaKippurim, so Rabbeinu Yoina writes that one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, the Araisa, to eat Erev Yom Kippur, l'man nechzach, we should become strong and be healthy, in order that on Yom Kippur we can be two things. What are the two things? L'harba is tfilu v'tachanunim, the luscious eitzes b'nashen wal tshuva. That we should be able to get better structure and better confirmation on our personal tshuva, and to improve our davening. We should have strength to daven well. No, so again, it seems that Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and especially Yom Kippurim, there is tshuva and tefillah. What is the tefillah? What's the tefillah about exactly? Well, the Olam probably would assume, and of course it's a pasuk pshat to think, that it means to daven for kapara. Meaning it's not talking about davening for wealth, health, happiness, banim chayim ezoni. That's, you have to work on like everything. And who says that? That's dafke Yom Kippur. So Reb Matas Yoz Medayik, that this is referring to tefillah chayra, pashav shat, referring to tefillah in your teshuvah, asking Hashem your teshuvah to be accepted. And we have a few proofs to this. One proof, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, when he speaks about the mitzvah of vidui, the Rambam says, V'yarech HaMaimer, you should keep on going and talking, U'mevakesh HaMechila B'zeh, V'yivakesh HaMechila B'zeh Inyan, L'fit Tzachas HaShani, according to your capability, you should go along and ask Mechila. So part of doing vidui, says the Rambam, is to ask Hashem to forgive you. So you don't just give him a shopping list of all your averis and say, here's my averis, I know, not sure why, a little bit weird, but I've meant to go along and just list my averis. No. Obviously, part of your listing of the averis is to ask Hashem to imoich you. The same thing, the Chayvus Alvavis in Shar HaTeshuva, Perak Dalet, when he says there's four parts of Teshuva, the third part, says the Chayvus, what's the third part of Teshuva? Hashlishi? She is Vade Bahem, the Yivakesh HaMachila Aleim, to do Vidoy, and ask her Machila. The Ramban had a Rabbi who wrote a tremendous, amazing Pirish on Tefillah called Rabbeinu Yehuda Ben Yochar. And he writes, L'chayr, we have to understand, why do we need to daven for tshuva b'chal? M'manashach. If the tshuva was a tshuva shleima, you did a wonderful tshuva, v'charata, vidui, kabbalah la'asid, so you already got a kapar. What do you need to daven for? But if you didn't do tshuva, then your davening is not going to help. I mean, I have sometimes, you know, kids who unfortunately didn't really study for the test, which means they didn't listen the first time, they didn't review, they're not prepared, and they're right on top of the test, v'shem Hashem nasa v'natzliach. And I have to point out to these kids, you know, Hashem will help you, but you have to first learn the material, to put in your work, do some type of work. Here's your gemara. You want to be natzliach learning, yarbi yeshiva, v'yavakish rachim, daven Hashem. And if you never started, you're not going to be gifted with it during the test. Frek the Reb and Yaker, what's the point of tefillah on tshuva if you didn't do tshuva? And if you did do tshuva, why do you need tefillah? Teretz is, obviously, everyone realizes the teretz. Says the Reb and Yaker, that part of the vidui, part of tshuva, the actual part of it, mamash achelik, is to go along and say, Hashem, this and this and this is my avera, and please forgive me. And of course, everybody realizes this is what we do. And every day in Shemoneh Esrei, you say, slach lanu. Part of the process of tshuva is to ask Hashem to imoich you. And here, on Yom Kippurim, when you say Al-Chait, 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 going through the whole Aleph base, doubled, of all the Al-Chaits, you keep stopping and saying, V'yaval kuvum ulam, Eloi kas lihi chois, Slach lanu mechalanu, Kapelanu. You're asking Hashem to imoich you as you're going through the Vidui. Otherwise, the Vidui is incomplete. It makes sense, says these Rishonim, that part of your vidui is to go along and ask for slicha, mechila, and kapara. If so, we could say in a pashav shat, we asked, what does Rabbi Yonim mean when he speaks about that Yom Kippurim and Aseres Yimei Tshuva is about tshuva and tefillah? Tefillah is meaning to ask Hashem to imoich you, but it can't really be l'chayra. It's a nice pshat, but l'chayra then it just really becomes ultimately part of the tshuva. And Rabbeinu Yonah seemed to be stressing that Aseres Yimei Tshuva and Yom Kippurim, there's two avoidas. There's a avoida of teshuva and an avoida of tefillah. So this answer, even though it's important, we put it into the shir, it doesn't really seem to take care of the issue, because it sounds like independent from tshuva, there's something else which is tefillah. And what is that? To ask for all the important things that you need? That's part of the avoida of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Maybe that's something you have the opportunity, that the sha'arim are open in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. You want to chop a rind. Maybe it's a good advice. That's your chiv. That's why Hashem told us to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So, again, let's hear Rav Matisyo's Mahalach. And we're going to be makdim four kashas. We're not getting confused with Pesach, but we're going to be makdim four kashas. One kash is, Klai Yisrael, it's printed in your machzer, and most people begin Yom Kippurim with the words, the Chazan says, Or Zavua LaTzadik U'Yishelev Simcha. He goes over and over that pasuk many, many, many times. It seems this is the introductory pasuk to Kol Nidre. It's Or Zavua LaTzadik. Light is sown or planted for the tzadik, and for the straight people, those who are straight of heart get Simcha. What exactly is the Or? What's the Simcha? And why is this pasuk being said many times? Rabbi Chazan says many times as he wants before Kol Nidre. What exactly? It's printed in the Machzorim. What is this? The message of this pasuk? It seems to be like an introduction. This is what Yom Kippur is going to be about. So what does this mean? Second question. In the Sefer Aksava Kabbalah, he writes that one of the most famous psukim of Yom Kippur, which we say over and over in davening, every Shemoneh Esrei, and in Chazar Shashat, it's said many more times, and in Avodas Yom Kippurim, it was said over and over again, is, on this day, Yom Kippurim, Yichaper aleichem will be a day for kapara for you. Latar eschem kol vanisechem to bring you tihara, purify you from all your sins. And then the pasuk finishes l'fnei Hashem titaru, become purified in front of Hashem. Why does it say the word tahara in this pasuk twice? So the Ksava Kabbalah says the word tahara has two meanings. One meaning is cleaning up, getting rid of the dirt, getting rid of the shmutz. Like Zahav Tahar, pure gold means there's no impurities in the gold. It's clean, no dirt. And he brings a few psukim for this kedarka. But there's another meaning to the word Tahar. The other meaning of the word Tahar is something that's shiny. In Yiddish, he writes in Yiddish word glanz, which would be like, you know, mavrik, you would say in Ivrit. Behirus, zoyar, zricha. It brings psukim, ke'esem ha-shamayim l'tayr, and other psukim, which show that it's shining and bright. So he says like this. He says, this pasuk is telling you two things. Pasuk says, this day Hashem will help you, l'tar eschem. Hashem will make you shining. Hashem will make you bright. But the t'nai is, l'fnei Hashem ki taharu. You have to go along and first clean yourselves up. So our job is the end of the pasuk, l'fnei Hashem taharu, to clean ourselves. And then Hashem says, I'll do something else. I'll polish you. I'll make you bright. So you clean up the dirt, but it still kind of doesn't have like that look at one side when it was fresh and new. So Hashem says, I'll polish you, make you really, really bright. So we can say another mashal, sweeping away the dirt, or Hashem said, you sweep the dirt, I'll mop the floor. And then says the Ksava Kabbalah, that this actually fits in also to Rabbi Akiva, who everybody knows is Mishnah, at the end of Maseches Yuma, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, here, no more songs, don't worry. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei mi atem taharim, umi mitar eschem. What's the double lashon? Same thing. Lifnei mi atem taharim, umi mitar eschem. First, umi mitar eschem is your job, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go along and sweep, get rid of the dirt. But umi mitar eschem, Hashem goes along afterwards, and he's mitar you, he makes you shiny, not just clean, makes you bright. Isaiah is like the Heliger, amazing, expert in Lashon HaKodesh, the Ksava Kabbalah. Frere Matisyo, why though do we need these two stages? How come if someone does Teshuva, why isn't it enough? The fact that you did Teshuva, why doesn't that take care and make you shiny also? I did Teshuva Shalema, so just like it got rid of the dirt, why can't it also do the sweeping and also the mopping? Why does Hashem have to extra miraculously go along and do the mopping? Next question is, I'm going to go over it after summarize the questions. Next question is, it's a very frightening question. He's very frightened. Ramatis Yoshi is very frightened by this. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Hachashuv Alokha Zayin, the Rambam writes, Kama Ma'ula Ma'ila Hachuva. How wonderful is Ma'ila Hachuva? It's such a special thing. Emesh yesterday, and the Rambam lists three things which were terrible yesterday before he did Teshuva, which become wonderful afterwards. Yesterday, he was distant from Hashem. And the Rambam brings a pasuk to prove, so before he does Teshuva, he's distant. You would call and scream to Hashem, he would ignore you. And the Rambam brings a pasuk for that before you do Teshuva. And now we want to focus on the third one. Says the Rambam, the oisa mitzvahs, he would do mitzvahs, v'tarfin oisam l'fanav, and the mitzvahs will be ripped up, as he does when the Shem says, no, ripping up this mitzvah. Here we'll bring the Rambam's pasuk. Shenemar, mi fike zayt miyet k'nevayis chatzeroi. Hashem says, who asked you to walk into my beis hamikdash? I don't need you here. Oile regel, get lost, I'm not interested in your mitzvah. Mi gam b'chem v'yisagar d'lasayim. Who can maybe please close the doors of the beis hamikdash? I'm not interested in anybody coming. So here you see, says the Rambam, that Hashem is not interested, achmana l'tzlan, in mitzvahs before someone does tshuva. Hashem says, I don't want your mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, but this all changes afterwards. V'hayoy, now that someone did tshuva, look how special tshuva is. Hu mudbak b'shchina. Before we said he was distant from the shchina, now he's mudbak b'shchina. The Rambam brings a pasuk. Before we said he would call out to Hashem, Hashem would ignore him. Now it's like the Nenemiyad. He calls out, Hashem will answer him immediately. And the third thing which we want to stress, till now mitzvahs were ripped up. As the mitzvahs were done, Hashem is like, no mitzvahs, we're ripping them up. From now on, the oisa mitzvahs, we'll do mitzvahs from now on. U'mekablin oison b'nachas v'simcha. Hashem will be mekabel the mitzvahs with pleasantness, with and with joy. Shenemar ki kvar rotze elikim es maasech v'loi oid elishem es avim lehem. Not just Hashem will accept them. Hashem is excited, waiting for them. Shenemar v'or v'la Hashem mincha judev yushalayim kimei oilam. Hashem is looking to the carbon mincha like he once was in the early best of times. Hashem says, wow, can't wait for more of him. Ramatis Yo says that this Rambam sets him into a frenzy of nervousness. Because the Rambam writes that once you do tshuva, from now on all mitzvahs will be accepted with love. But what about all those mitzvahs that he did before that were ripped up? What happens to them? All the mitzvahs Shayid did until he does tshuva are gone! Destroyed, shattered, pulverized. Check it up in the thesaurus, all the words that go with this. Terrible. Gemara says, in Saita, Aveira mechaba mitzvah. And Aveira extinguishes a mitzvah. They're gone. What happens to those mitzvahs? The Rambam only writes, when you do tshuva, Rambam says, from v'oisa mitzvah, you do mitzvahs now, let me kavel, it sounds like, but those other mitzvahs were destroyed and ripped up. From now on, your mitzvahs will be great. So a year, a whole year did mitzvahs, and he zayichet the tshuva and Yom Kippurim, but all the mitzvahs for this past year are lost. Pella. Frightening. We need mitzvahs to be megan. We need mitzvahs to bring us from one mitzvah to another. We need mitzvahs to build our olam haba. It's all destroyed. And for now on, our mitzvahs are good and worthwhile. And I'm amish being makatzik as Rav Matis Yo on this Rambam. You see his fright. You share in his fright. He's looking the safer Matnas Chaim. So I just review the four kashas. First kasha was what we began with. What is the inyan of tshuva and a separate inyan of tefillah in Aseres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur? Then we had a question: what is Arzurul Atzadik all about? Why are we getting Yom Kippur with it? And then we asked on the Ksava Kabbalah: if we do tshuva, why do we need Hashem to polish it? Why doesn't the tshuva itself do the polishing? And the final question: what's with all our mitzvahs that were ripped up like Lashon Ram Tarfin? They were destroyed, ripped. Well, the Matis Yo found a Baruch Hashem, found a solution, a Yeshua. Rabbeinu Yoino lists at the beginning of the Sefer, everybody knows, 40 ikrim of tshuva, 40 tenets of tshuva. And in Mem Aleph, he speaks about tefillah, and Rabbeinu Yoino actually goes back and quotes our Pasuk in Haftarah, which we began with. So, Rabbeinu Yoino says, here it is. Sorry, it's number 15. It's Ois Mem Aleph. Ois Mem Aleph in Shari Shain, which is the 15th Ikar. Hachamisha Asar. So I think I made a mistake. I think it's 20 Ikrim. It's the 15th out of 20. Okay. Hatfila. Yispalel El Hashem V'yivakish Rachim L'chaper Haskol V'nais of Kenyan Shenemar. Gichu Yimachem Devarim V'shuv El Hashem Z'in Yir Vidoy. That's Vidoy. Yeah, that's not Yitfila. But the continuation of the second pasuk, v'imru elav, say to Hashem, it's about to be tefillah. Say to him, we're about to have a tefillah. Kol tisa avoyin v'kach toiv, the inyan tefillah. Now, Rabbeinu Yoni, let's break down this thing. There's two parts to this tefillah. Kol tisa avoyin, like we said, Hashem, please be marchem. Like we said, you need to ask for mechila also. But there's something else v'kach toiv. What is that? Kach maaseh hatoiv shasinu. Hashem, we had all these mitzvahs which are dead, which you put out, which were ripped up, which are scattered, which were never accepted. Hashem, now that I've done tshuva, please accept those mitzvahs. Ki amu zechayim levracha, aveira machava mitzvah. They were extinguished, the lights went out from them. Ube'esa tshuva, I got a kapara, and now v'yair neira, they're going to be lit up again. They're going to be rekindled. Even though before I did tshuva, there was no light coming out of them. The battery was dead. The flashlight stopped working. V'chein kosef, says Rabbeinu Yoni. He brings the pasuk in Iyov. Imzach v'yosher ata. Then you'll get back your mitzvahs. So, when you're involved, he brings you Yushalmi. Yushalmi, Rabbeinu Yoni brings you Yushalmi. Zach v'yosher means that you were involved in tshuva. Then, pasuk says, ki ata yoyer lecha, they were going to awaken. Chayzer v'neir, your mitzvahs will come back. Ayin Sham, Rabbeinu Yoni goes on as Mazur this Pasuk. Comes out that there's Vidui, and then there's Tefillah. Part one of Tefillah is Imru Elav, Kol Tisal Voin, Hashem, please, I'm being a vakish rachman, please, slach lono, machal lono, kapar lono, which he spoke about at the beginning of the shir. But then there's another aspect of tefillah. All those mitzvahs which we feel were destroyed and lost, which the Rambam has in a fright, because it sounds like those mitzvahs are gone. And only from now on they accept mitzvahs benachas of a simcha. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that you could daven that those mitzvahs should be rekindled. And Ramatas Yotain is, even though the Rambam writes a lashon of tarp and mitzvahs befanav, it doesn't mean that they're destroyed or they're ripped in pieces, but they can be reattached, they can be sewn together, they can become one again. How? After you do tshuva, you can go back and daven now and say, Hashem, now can you please take all the mitzvahs which weren't doing anything for me, they weren't helping my neshama, they weren't giving me the kedusha of the mitzvah, kedushanu mitzvaisav, I wasn't being zachet kedushanu mitzvaisav, they weren't giving me the mitzvah gevaris mitzvah, they weren't lighting up my life, they weren't building for me olam haba. Hashem, please now that I was zachet to tshuva, please take back all those mitzvahs and please relight them. So we understand the Rama. And now we can go back and understand, we asked at the beginning of the shir, what is Rabbeinu Yoina mean when he discusses a number of times that Seris Mitzvah and Yom Kippur is about Teshuvah and Tefillah? Because there's another aspect. My Teshuvah is only going to deal with me getting rid of my Averis. But it's not going to bring back to life my mitzvahs. I have to daven for that. I daven, I say, Imru Lefanav, Kach Toi V'Shem, please take back my mitzvahs. Please light them up again. Please accept them finally. I've done Teshuvah, now I deserve it. They shouldn't get lost. They shouldn't float away. So we wanted to know, besides tshuva, there's something else feeling? Yes, because when you finish your whole tshuva, you need to now go do something else. Now you want to daven to Hashem, he should go and take back all those mitzvahs that they shouldn't be lost. And now we could also answer what we asked, the pasuk or Zeruah Latzadik, what we're beginning with this pasuk. The answer now is beautiful. Listen to the pshat in this pasuk. Oyer Zeruah Latzadik, he's a tzadik, he did tshuva. He has no sins anymore, he's a tzadik. But he also has no mitzvahs. He's a really sweet tzadik, with no averus, but he has no mitzvahs. Where his mitzvahs are? Mitzvahs are lost, destroyed? No. His aura of his mitzvahs, the light of his mitzvahs, Zeruah, it's planted, it's in the ground, it's hidden, it's covered over. So the tzadik, he's a tzadik because he's no averus, he's a tshuva, but his mitzvahs aren't yet shining, you can't see them, they're covered. It's our Zeruah, they're sown, they're in the ground. But a Yishrei Leif, Yishrei, like Rabbeinu Yoida brings that pasuk. We brought the pasuk with the Yerushalmi. Zach v'yosher, he's someone that's involved in tshuva, and he davens to Rabbeinu Shalom to please give him back those take back those mitzvahs, then Leif Simcha. And it's called Simcha because, like we said, the Rambam says, from now on the mitzvahs are accepted, benachas of a Simcha. So again, to summarize, this is pasuk is very important introduction to Yom Kippur. To say Yom Kippur, you're not just going to have a chance to do tshuva, you're going to have a chance to go along and say this all the past year's mitzvahs. Or, which was a Ruah Lasadik, now through Yishrei Leif, Simcha. If you get involved in tshuva, a higher level, by davening, after the tshuva, you're going to be zoichet to mitzvahs of Simcha. That's what Matthias Yo learns. And he answers also what we asked on the Ksava Kabbalah, which was, that if we do tshuva, and it got rid of everything, why can't it also make everything shine? The answer is the shining, the brightness, is referring to the mitzvahs going back and shining. That means that lifnei Hashem titaru, lifnei atem miyatem taharim, our job is to go along the tshuva, get rid of our averus. But all our past mitzvahs, which the light's dimmed out from them, and they're not working, that's mi mitar eschem. That's Hashem goes along and does that. That's Hashem's going to do miraculously, even though it was ripped and destroyed and extinguished. Hashem will go light it again in the schus of the tefillah following the tshuva. So it comes out, the Yom Kippurim, two things are happening. We are building and bringing all the bracha for our coming year, going into the new year with purity, in the most beautiful way, clean, nakei, with no sins anymore, and we're being zeichet to all the brachas of the coming year. But we're also saving this past year. On Yom Kippur, we're also, not just this coming year, everything we did this past year is not going to go to waste. We're going to bring it for this coming year. Because, like the Navi says, like Hashem says, Imru Elav, Kol Tisa Avoin, ask Hashem, First of all, Hashem, please help me have a kapara so I can go into this coming year clean and beautiful and pure. But also, Imru Lefanav, Kach Toiv, Hashem, please accept my whole previous year. We should be Zoyche to Or Zeruah LeTzadik, Yishrei Leif Simcha, Imru Lefanav, Kol Tisa Avoin, V'Kach Toiv, Neshama Parmas Vaseinu, everything, all the Brachos Shemikuyim, everyone should be Zoyche, the Gemara Chasima, Toivah.